Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. 2021 Pella High School Homecoming King Akira Lopez and Queen Calla Kern join us on today's program to discuss what it means to be selected by their peers to represent the school this week during homecoming festivities. First of all, congratulations to both of you. Akira, I'll start with you. What does it mean to be selected by your peers to represent your school this week for homecoming?
I think it's exciting. I know a lot of people have come up to me saying that they look up to me and like I encourage them to like be a better person, and like it's just like it's a good to be like someone's like role model, I guess, and for someone to like look up to, and I think that's nice.
Some of the question, Cal, what does it mean to be picked by your peers and your friends to represent the school and to kind of lead homecoming this week?
Yeah, it's an honor and a privilege to know that people thought of me and, like Akira said, maybe look up to me as a role model. It's very special and really exciting.
Well, and Akira, I talked to you a few weeks ago about cross country. I know that you're very active throughout the entire school year. For our listeners who aren't familiar, what are some of the activities that you participate in, and what are maybe some of the highlights from your activities that you've had so far this year in your senior season?
Like you said, I'm in cross country. I'm also in the marching band. We are also in a show choir practice season, so we will be coming up to that. I also participate in speech and track.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah.
And then, Cal, a similar question. What are the things you're involved in and some of the highlights for you maybe so far this year?
Yeah, so I'm in cross country right now, and I'm a part of the color guard for the Marching Dutch. And then in the spring, I do track. And so far, I've just had so fun this senior season, just having fun at practice every day, making new friends, making memories.
Well, and this is a kind of a unique tradition at Pella with the homecoming, where you crown the king and queen at the beginning of the week. So you do get to preside over the week full of activities. Akira, what are you looking forward to coming up this week and being able to kind of see it from the king's throne, so to speak?
I'm excited for kind of like the dress-up days and all the activities coming up later this week, like the homecoming skit and the lip sync, and all the games, which will be really fun to see as, like, I guess, kind of royalty. But I will still participate in all of those activities, and hopefully it'll be a fun time.
Yeah, I'm really excited for, like Akira said, the dress-up days. I'm excited for Toga Tuesday for the seniors and having different dress-up days than all the underclassmen. And our lip sync was super fun last year, so I'm excited for that. And Powderpuff, Jungle Volleyball, just being able to attend those activities with everyone in the court, I think it'll be fun.
Well, Akira, last year was obviously crazy with all the COVID craziness and masks in school and all the above. What's it been like to kind of be back to more normal things this year? And what has it meant for you to be able to celebrate homecoming again in a more collective group environment and to be able to really share it with your friends?
It's a lot nicer. I feel like I can do a lot more things and like have more group activities than it was last year. It's definitely refreshing instead of having a mask all the time. And we don't really have that restriction, so.
Well, and Calla, this is a great court, too. We don't want to be remiss without mentioning, and you have a lot of friends who are on the court. What are you looking forward to about spending time with them this entire week? And again, to the point we made with Akira, being able to do so in a more normal environment and to be able to really celebrate homecoming.
Yeah, I'm really excited, not just because some of my friends are on the court, but everyone. I feel like we all get along really well. And I'm excited that we are able to have a more normal homecoming. It's really a blessing that our grade is experiencing senior year more normal. And we're not going to take advantage of it. We're going to make a lot of memories and have a great week.
Well, and Akira, after homecoming, you still got a good portion of your senior season left. What are some of your goals over the course of the next 6 months between now and graduation, whether they be in your activities or academics or whatever that may be?
I'm really hoping to get a new all-time PR for cross country. And also track, too. Hoping to finish out the show choir season really strong, and also speech. Hopefully that goes well. And just hoping that we can take some dubs.
Yeah, I'm just hoping for a great rest of the marching band season and cross-country season. You know, getting best guard, teammates PRing at meets. And then later on, I'm excited for just the start track season, qualifying for Drake and State, and just keep making memories along the way with our last year all together.
I hope to see you at the Blue Oval in a couple of months, well, a few months from now. And then coming up this Friday is homecoming. So we're going to have the pep rally in the afternoon, and then obviously football Friday night against Xavier. What would it mean for you guys to see a big crowd out there on Friday for the marching band, for the football team, and all the above to be able to celebrate Pella High School Pride?
It's always exciting to always have a big crowd, and it gets like everyone going, especially the football players and band players. Like, we all get so excited, and it's all just a fun time.
Yeah, our town is really good at supporting all different activities, whether it's football, marching band, and so it'll be really fun to just see the community come together, high school students, elementary kids, and just have and homecoming with a bang.
And before we send off King Akira and Queen Kala into homecoming festivities this week, let's take a look back in the Wayback Machine to my first year at KNIA KRLS Radio when I first met this year's royalty.
Hi, my name is Kala Current with Mr. Steenhook's class, and today's lunch for Pella Community School is breaded pork tenderloin with zucchini sticks, scalloped potatoes, blueberries, and vanilla pudding.
Hi, I'm Akira Lopez with Mrs. Payne's 5th grade class. Today's lunch at Pella Community Schools is chicken parmesan with pasta, tossed greens with fresh veggies, fresh broccoli, and fresh cauliflower with seasonal allowance.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.